I want to see what other work these people did.
Well, I was supposed to do something here, but I should point out and take advantage of this. Pogo, no one's hearing you. But welcome to Paragon Radio. And obviously, we are getting ready for Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker. So, I apologize for what's going on here. Of course, technical difficulties struck. And waiting for Pogo Man to come back here. Oh, wait a minute. You're coming in bit by bit.
Hello?
Yeah, a little more.
Can you hear me now?
You're getting better.
What the hell?
That's it. I've had it. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me now? Good. Wow. If they did a whole epic, I said something's rising, something's missing. That's why I played Star Wars. I did my usual opening, and then I said something is missing. We need to play something. We need something epic to play tonight. Wait. Playing it. And of course, what I'm referring to is Episode 9. Open today across the United States. Where yesterday was Durban open. Let the European people, they spoil it. And later on, a spoiler for you by myself.
Alright, you're fading out.
Hold on. Okay, enough of that. Alright, cut it!
Okay.
Please. Okay, are we good? Are we good?
Okay, now we're better, yeah.
All right, try the music. Jeez! Hire an orchestra band to play for the holiday spectacular. Jeez, and they get carried away. They take over.
All right, so weird, but...
I can explain. Wait a minute. I know why. Hold on. The Imperials are taking over the show. Wait a minute. Oh no, I was going to say something. It's Nancy Pelosi. She thinks she is the Senate. Go away. Never mind. Sorry, I'm joking. It's a
something,
joke.
Something dark side. Something complete.
I am the Senate. Somebody thinks they're the Senate and they don't know their own constitution. That's the problem. Politicians, they don't know what the hell's going on.
Well, we're not going to go in down this lane because...
We're not. Just like last week, we discussed The Dark Knight, Golden Child, and reviews came in this week, and bam! I was right. Yes.
I was right.
I'm doing a quick review. Recapping what Mad Viking told me and am I correct in saying that, sir?
I was right. They just rushed that thing ahead. They did not take the time to do something right.
Yeah, it's like, gee, you've done 4 minutes. This is the fourth miniseries of The Dark Knight Returns. And how about read the three previous ones? Because I understand. I didn't read the last one, The Master Race. Yet, and from what I understand, you have to read that one to read this one. And I guess Frank Miller didn't read that one properly for this one. You know, if you're going to go by source material, read your source material. Holy mackerel. But anyway, this is it, guys. 1977. You know, people went to the movie theaters and they saw this awesome word crawl and it said Episode 4, A New Hope.
You mean 1979, not 1997.
I said 1977. Oh, I said 1977. I said 77.
1977. No, you said 97, I thought you said.
I said 77. You heard 97. I said 77. I did say 77. Okay. I was young. I was a wee lad and singing and going, why does it say Episode 4? That doesn't make sense. And my dad explained to me that, well, it was based off a magazine article where George Lucas, the guy who created it, said, this is the middle trilogy. Obviously, he had 3 trilogies planned. This is the middle story. he actually had 9 stories planned. He had 9 movies planned. And where for this epic saga, a trilogy of trilogies, if you will. And the third one finished, obviously the third movie finished with Return of the Jedi in 1983. And then we all waited for the first trilogy. And then somehow something happened. He decided not to do the first one until the late 90s. And it's like, come on, man. And then the Phantom Menace came out. And we said, you should have waited. Or George waited too long. Good Lord. Because I remember when going with a bunch of friends and other people sat there at the end of it, just sat there with blank looks on our faces going, we waited, what, almost 15 years for that piece of crap?
He said Darth Jar Jar.
Yeah, because he put Jar Jar Binks in there for the kids. It's like, wow, you didn't need to because you had the droids in there. It's like, no, you don't put a character in there. And then years later, we found out in the second movie, Jar Jar was supposed to be the Dark Lord. That's what it was supposed to be, he said. That was actually what the big reveal was supposed to be. But he chickened out because of all the death threats he was getting with Jar Jar Binks. Like, you know what? If you had a pair of balls and you have gone for it and revealed that was the Sith, that would have been so effing that you effed with everybody's mind. We would have forgiven you for the first time. It would have been like, dude, that was awesome. Because there were so many things to explain his actions in the first movie. You know, people would have been like, why is he doing? No, trust me, put up with it for this movie. It makes sense in the second movie. George, because then we would have went, George Lucas is a fucking genius. What? Wait for it. Wait for the reveal in the second movie. But no, he wussed out. And then, George, you suck. This prequel trilogy just sucks. It totally sucks. But can you imagine Obi-Wan or Yoda fighting Jar Jar? Me's gonna turn you to the dark side now. Or, like, with the reveal, does his voice change? You know, like, me's got something to tell you. I am the Dark Lord. Holy shit. Well, fuck, man. Okay, if you shit. You know, that's the one thing does that change? Because they all talk like that. You know, or actually, they all have deeper voices but him. So, it's his, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Darth Plagueis, you know, like, was in his body. I am Darth Plagueis in disguise.
All right.
Wow. Well,
I
wish they would do like this. Remember on Star Wars Infinities where they redid the story? I think it would have been cool to do a comic to redo Attack of the Clones where you find out Jar Jar Binks is actually the Dark Lord. Just to find out, like, well, but seriously,
right,
yes, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
All right.
You said,
all right. I was going to say, yes, we're going to talk about Star Wars with the Rise of Skywalker. And let's just get it out of the way. Rosebud is the sled.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis was already dead.
Soil and Green are people. Darth Vader is... wait a minute. We know that we can't really say that. That really, Darth Vader. Although we do that. That's actually, you know, if you made this far in the movies, already knew. Duh, we knew that one. Palpatine was the Emperor. He was the. Wait a minute, and that's another one. Damn it.
The butler did do it. It was the one-armed man.
Yeah, this is going to be spoiler-free, man, because it just came out today. I don't want to give too many spoilers. I can't give any spoilers. The force is in us all. It surrounds us. It flows through us. Oh, wait, you knew that already, too. Well, shit. Rey's a Jedi. You knew that already. Shit. Chewbacca's a Wookiee. Wait, you knew that. It was an awesome movie. I enjoyed it. Sitting there, you know, from the first hit of the music. Oh, so many fucking previews, though. We're sitting there like, come on. Oh, man. I don't know what's the fact we're like, you know, you're anticipating this movie. It got to the point we're on the verge of enough of the fucking previews. Just play the fucking movie already.
And then you get, please turn off your cell phone.
It's like as people are walking in, shutting off the cell phones. People are shutting off the cell phones. Everyone's doing that. Just
I was kind of expecting, you know, people go like, hand them over right now.
People are walking
up
and down the
aisle. Get the wind out.
Yeah, people are walking down up and down the aisles. Phone off. Phone off. Shut it off. Shut it off. Yep. You know. Just shut them off. Plastic bag. What is that? Metal box. Here's a key. You get the phone back afterwards.
Yeah.
Not taking a chance.
I got it. And then you got that one person. I got an iPod. Nope. Anything that records, no.
Oh. Hold on. We got a special box for that here. Put it in here. Hold on. Why did you bring an iPod to the live? Why did you bring an iPod to the theater? Why? Why? What? Why?
Because this iPod has the three eyes, the camera.
Oh, I see. You're taking pictures at the theater. That's illegal. Out.
Now, I have not seen it yet. So before a certain person goes, he's going to do a spoiler. No, I did not see it.
No spoilers. Just it was awesome. I enjoyed it. I want to see it again. I do want to see it again, though. I do.
Now, I have been seeing reviews. Some say, okay, this answers a few questions. Others are going mixed, and others are going suck.
I don't know why people are saying it suck. You know, well, boo-hoo to you. You know what it is? It's the last movie in a long saga. So you're always going to get that. It's like, this is what they wanted. This is what I think they wanted to have happen. Oh, here's all the bad guys. And all the bad guys blow up at the end.
No. That's if Michael Bay made Star Wars.
Oh, that's right. Yes. That's right. Michael Bay. That's right. Rey would have exploded them with her force powers for no reason. Just, you know, and not turn to the dark side. It's like
Ship would have exploded. Three planets would have exploded.
By Rey with her force powers and not turn to the dark side by killing billions and billions and billions of people.
They would bring in George R. Binks to have him exploded just so he can say he had a good moment that everyone liked.
Yeah.
Then it would be Tarantino where everyone
I will spoil this. There was no mention of Jar Jar Binks.
Well, that's a good thing.
I will mention. No, I'm not going to mention that. No, not going to mention it. Nope, just there was no mention of Jar Jar Binks.
All right. So, like I said, well, you've seen it. Like I said, now, did you see it regular or IMAX?
Yes. No, IMAX or like 3D, they had weird hours. Like all the theaters around me, I wanted to go see it at a time that I could be back like early to mid afternoon and time to get ready for the show tonight. Everything was like, for some reason, IMAX and 3D didn't start till almost like 3 o'clock. And on a Friday, I wouldn't have been back until, like, I would have had to rush back and get ready for the show. So, it would have been like, I have to get back and get my report ready.
All right. Well,
and
can you at least...
and here's the thing. Wait, and here's the thing too. All the IMAX and 3D shows were sold out too. That was the thing too.
Ah, yeah.
I think I went for 11 o'clock because that was the only. I have like a favorite section I sit in, like a favorite row, and mm-hmm. It was a decent seat. It was a seat towards the middle of that row I sit in, and it was like the last one available. I was like, oh shit, okay, I grabbed it. It's like 11 a.m. All right, that's doable. I'll be home by about, you know, let's see, 2.5 hours. So I got home about 2:45. I think I got home about. So that was why I did it. So I took that time slot. So I just grabbed that seat. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't have gone today to see it. I probably would have had to wait till Monday, I think.
But you will say you were happy with the food selection of the, especially the popcorn.
Yes. I was talking before the show. They offered a collectible combo at the movies, $25. You know, it's a collectible cup and a collector's thing for the popcorn. Now, the last time I went, it was a metal popcorn tin that had the Star Wars The Last Jedi on it, and a cup I still use for The Last Jedi. And in the middle, I still have the top for it. It's a Praetorian. I joked around. I called him Praetorian Fred.
It's not the Praetorians. It's just Praetorians.
Right. Right. It's the Praetorian from The Last Jedi, right? So this time, it's the cup, and it's a giant Sith Stormtrooper head on it. And I was joking around like, wow, I keep getting the red guy. Okay. So it was a good-sized cup. So it was like $25. Like, okay, probably for the collector thing, fine. I'm the first. And they're like, you're actually the first one to buy it. It's like, cool. All of a sudden, they hand me this mutant bucket. You ever see the movies and they joke around and getting this big-ass barrel of popcorn? I said, my jaw hit the countertop. I said, and I'm standing up. I'm like, God, how big is this bucket of popcorn I'm getting? Dude, I still have almost a third of this popcorn left. Now, remember, I eat this thing as my brunch. I ate so much popcorn, I'm still sick to my stomach. I don't want any more popcorn. Okay, ready for this? So he's taking wild guesses on popcorn, right? Sit down, folks. It's a new, I don't know which one. 200 ounces of popcorn fills this thing to the top. And what's funny is there are holes to put your hand through. And they set it up so that no popcorn falls out until you get to your seat. And you have to be careful when you grab popcorn out. So what you got to do is you got to eat. You got to keep pushing popcorn through the handles towards the middle so it doesn't fall out. I'm like, did you say 200 ounces? She goes, yes, sir. I was like, no butter or salt, please. I'm thinking, that much butter would harden my arteries before the movie started.
Yeah, you can imagine the one on the bottom.
Oh, good Lord. That much salt would cause migraines before the movie started.
Well, with me, I'm Norwegian. I'm used to salt. It's like, give me the rest.
Yeah, I'll take your salt and butter. You don't believe me. It's like, what is that? Oh, it's called salt lick. You just shave some off and you want salt on your popcorn. Oh my God. It's like, what's that? You know how to use the joke around about getting a garbage pail full of popcorn? That's the next trilogy they're working on. That's what you get the next time. Oh my God, they finally did it. But I gotta say, they did it smart. It's a plastic, it's a solid plastic bucket. And it's sturdy. It's not like the last one. Like this thing, you put it down and you push against it, it starts to bend. So I guess they had complaints about the last one they did. So, so there you go. Logo has the movie logo. It has the date it came out.
All right. Was there any other things? Any goodie bags? Any goodie
swag?
Bags?
No.
Yeah, swag bags.
I was surprised about that. I was like, really? No, nothing else?
Was that the first show?
That was the first show.
Did they do a midnight? As in midnight, top of the day.
Right, I know what you mean. I don't know. I'm guessing they might have, but I didn't even look into that last night. I didn't even check that out. Because the movie theater is like half an hour away from me, like half an hour and 40 minutes away from me, so I don't know. It's just a nice theater because each seat, like when you go to this theater and you order a ticket, you have to do it online, and you pick the seat you want to sit in, and each seat has the reclining seats. And has a swivel tray to put your popcorn on, and each side of your seat has the cup holder.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of cool, kind of nice, very relaxing. Trick is not to put the seat back too far, otherwise people start falling asleep, especially when you go for the early morning show or the late morning show, the first show anyway.
I can see it now. You're packaging the popcorn. Where are you sending this to? Sending it over to my buddy over here. Are you worried about being stale? It's preserved in salt and butter. It's not going to go bad.
And what's funny is on Tuesdays at this place, you can get free refills.
You're going to bring in that bucket, aren't you?
No, not this bucket. No, not this bucket. You have to buy the large, when you get the large, I just didn't check on that. No, by the time I left, I was so popcorn down, I'm like, I don't even want a free refill. I should have asked, but I was like, I don't even want a free refill. I'm so sick to my stomach with popcorn. Because I know no one in this house eats popcorn. I'm like, what am I going to do with another 200 ounces of popcorn? The last time I went, you know what I did? I brought Ziploc bags, and when I got to my car, I made sure no one's around. I carefully took the big Ziploc bag, the gallon Ziploc bags, and poured popcorn in, and left them in the container I had. So when I got home, they're like, "What are you gonna do with this popcorn?" I'm like, "They're in Ziploc bags. They're gonna stay fresh." Like, hey, that's really smart, because I went for a Thursday or a Friday morning show. Like, hey, you'll have popcorn for the whole weekend. Exactly. Saturday rolled around. Hey, do you have an extra bag of popcorn? Here, have it. Get it out of here.
All right, so what can you say? It leaves off, obviously, from The Last Jedi.
Yes, yes, it does. Yes, yes. Rey's been training. You find out about Leia's force abilities. Is that
Which
giving away too much?
Well, we kind of, it was said that she was a Jedi.
Yes, it does. It finally mentions that Luke had. Yes, it finally does mention later in the movie that Luke had been training her when she was younger. It does mention that he had been training her in the Force, and she was almost 100% Jedi Knight. That was cool that they mentioned. Because in the books, they mentioned he trained her. But in the last movie, they hadn't mentioned it. And now they finally mentioned that. I thought that was very cool that they finally mentioned it in this movie. Lots of Force ghosts.
Okay.
Show up.
And now I remember seeing a YouTube cartoon going, "How the Rise of Skywalker Should End." Where, I forget, they had to, this is from, before any reveals of anything, they had Smoke or Snoke.
You do find out about Snoke.
Okay. Well, you had Snoke, kill, you had Snoke.
You find out about him early. So.
All right, well. Okay, well, they had Snoke kill Rey and Kylo Ren, take their youth. He becomes young. And
no,
then,
wait, in The Rise of Skywalker?
No, this is in a cartoon.
No, no, no.
This
but I mean, how
cartoon.
It should have ended, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but for which movie are you talking about? Okay. No,
The Rise.
Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. And
okay.
He goes, "I said something. Ah, you two are here." And it's Baby Yoda.
Oh, that's funny. Well, you know what's funny? They're speculating that this week they did episode 7 of The Mandalorian on Wednesday because they didn't want to conflict with The Rise of Skywalker coming out. It was a cliffhanger ending because next week is episode 8, the last episode of season 1. There's speculation now that it might be Emperor Palpatine behind it. Or somehow behind whatever's going on with Baby Yoda.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one who hired him. So I'm like, all right, well, let's see what happens. So that he's the one who's actually trying to get Baby Yoda. So I'm like, well, let's see what happens. You know, now we got to wait till next Friday. See, that's what
this
one comes out on a Wednesday. Because I'm like, okay, it's 5 a.m. Wednesday. Oh, it came out? All right, let's watch. It's only 40 minutes. Then we go back to sleep.
All right. Now, this brought up something that I noted on Wednesday. This has brought a debate that – now,
okay.
When I said this on Wednesday,
yes.
The impeachment was still going on. And now I'm doing my show on Wednesday on Dawn Radio at starting at 8 p.m.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, and I apologize to everyone at Dawn Radio. I have been absent. It's just we've had so much going on the home front. Mm-hmm. You have no idea. It's ridiculous what's been going on. I got a message. I've been away from my keyboard for too long. You know, I'm sitting right here.
All right.
How can I be away from my keyboard for too long if I'm sitting right here? All right, go ahead. Okay.
Anyway, I started off there. There's a debate that's been going on. It is dividing the country. And people go like, oh, no, he's gone about to talk about politics. I go, then the question is, who's cuter, Baby Groot or Baby Yoda?
Oh, I guess go Baby Yoda.
Ooh, another vote for Yoda. And
you know,
all of a sudden, everyone started going Groot, Groot, Yoda, Yoda, Groot, Groot, Yoda, Yoda.
You know, because hold on, my stepsister, she went to Florida when I was watching my dad. She got me a Christmas Baby Groot with a magnet, and he sits on your shoulder. And what you do is you take this magnet thing and you put it on the inside of your shirt, and he will sit on top of that magnet to make it look like he's sitting on your shoulder. And it's really cool and it looks cute. But you know, on the show, after we talked about that from Entertainment Earth a week or two ago, I ordered the Baby Yoda that's coming out in May. And I believe it's going to be May 4th. For, you know, May the 4th be with you. So it's like, because the Baby Groot, he's only like a couple inches tall, and the Baby Yoda is like 11 inches tall. Because he just dances. Well, you know, this Baby Groot, he doesn't dance. And Baby Yoda, he does all kinds of cool shit. And just... the Baby Yoda, he doesn't get much bigger. And Baby Groot, he tall grows up into a redwood. And just, you know... How cute is a redwood? And Baby Yoda, he's just so cute. He's just so cute.
Yeah, but it was like a whole lot of people going, oh, thank God he's not talking impeachment. I was like, I didn't even realize I was setting it up for that. I was like, oh.
You know, you know, I just picture Nancy Pelosi behind closed doors going, impeachment. There will be impeachment. And, you know, you picture somebody going, Pelosi, you know, it's got to go before the Senate, right? And then all of a sudden she turns into the emperor. I am the Senate.
Okay, let's backtrack. Come on. We don't want to lose.
That was my Star Wars joke because, you know, it's like, I am this. No, you're the house. Damn it all. Shit.
All right, so already they're saying it's trending to go to 100 million on the first day. It's still going, obviously.
It's I got a story. I think it might go to 190 this weekend. We're talking money-wise, not, you know.
Yeah.
Not that Alderaan t-shirt I showed you. Yeah, the Alderaan weather forecast. 74 Monday, 76 Tuesday, 15,000 on Wednesday, nothing Thursday, nothing Friday. Just and that's your 5-day Alderaan weather forecast. So there you go.
Now, the question is this really the last or?
What? The last or what?
Is this the last of the saga?
I think it's the end of the Skywalker saga. But they did say they're not done making movies. There will be other movies.
But like I said, now either they're going to backtrack, fast forward, do something, start something new.
I can't give spoilers. I can't tell you what happened. I can't tell you if Rey lives, if she dies, and you know. as far as you know, the Emperor might win in the end this time. You go, ha, bitches, it's my galaxy. You know, I can't give spoilers. I can't let you know till you see it. So. I would like to see more movies with some of the characters.
Or even worse, they actually do make the reboot of the holiday special.
It can be a reboot, but it doesn't have to be as bad as that. Who knows? I would like to see another trilogy with some of the characters in this.
Now, from what I remember from the ads, you will note I said the ads. If you're a Chewbacca fan, I didn't see him really pop up. If you're a Lando Calrissian fan, you're happy. C-3PO. Yes. I think I saw R2-D2.
Yes.
Okay. And
you want the
those are the last. Yeah. What?
Do you want Chewbacca?
Is Chewie there?
Are you sitting down?
I'm sitting.
Chewbacca is there.
Okay.
Okay.
Because those are the last four. Of the
we're good.
Second trilogy slash original trilogy slash Lucas, no Disney.
Yes, he's good. Yeah, yes, he's good. He's good. Although a different actor plays him, but he's there.
Mm-hmm. I guess, let's see. All right, do we see any Jawas or sand people?
Yes, you see Jawa. I didn't see any sand people.
I know I brought myself up to it. Ewok?
Yes, in one brief scene, you see Ewok for a couple of seconds.
Oh, God.
No, very briefly, no interaction with any of the characters.
Okay.
So I thought that was pretty like, oh, okay. So I was like, huh, cool. All right.
I'm just trying to think of who else of the originals. Obviously, we're not going to see anyone with the last name Fett.
Nope. And Stormtrooper.
Unless you want to go inside the Sarlacc.
No. I thought it was canon he escaped the Sarlacc.
I don't. That might be, you know, fan made or something like that. All I know is,
for the record, stormtroopers do fly, not all of them.
Yeah,
some
usually after they get shot, they fly.
No. Some do have jetpacks. I thought that's what it was too. Like they got catapulted. Some do have jetpacks. That's what I thought. I was like, well, yeah, they're gonna fly. They got catapulted out of the thing. No, just a couple of them do actually have jetpacks. So, just remember, they are stormtroopers. So,
and we do have a Mighty Marvel standing in front of us. How you doing?
Oh, hello, Mighty Marvel. I don't know if they're listening or they're just hanging out.
Well, if we do have any listeners and they want to call in and make a comment, non-spoiler, how can they do that, Pogo Man?
Well, they can call in on their phone. Oh, and the phone number they would use or they call on is 714-583. 6908. Again, that phone number is 714-583-6908.
And if you're listening to the replay on Dawn Radio, don't bother.
You don't call in because no one would be here to pick up. And if somebody does pick up, you might have called into another show. And I know I'm probably wrapping gifts right now, so I'm not even listening to the replay. Sorry. I'm wrapping gifts at the last second. As always. Or watching.
Now, are we doing professional rapping or the one kind of rapping you saw in Men in Black 2 when they found Kay in the post office? Newspaper and twist.
Twine,
does that count?
I use gift wrapping paper and scotch tape and all that good stuff and tags and all that. So I do a very nice job of my gift wrap. I've gotten better at it.
Okay.
I do a very nice. Although, wait, let's see. Depends what time I've started. Maybe by the time Raw's on, I might have taken... No, wait. What date is Monday? The 23rd?
Yes.
Oh, I might just keep going. Or I might take... Yeah, I probably kept going because I think my mom has dialysis that day. And if I had the puppy that morning, yeah, I probably kept going. Which means because I probably lost the morning hours, so I probably kept going. So.
Okay, and time to refresh this page.
Okay. I would like to say something. Big kudos to a certain football player near and dear to my heart, the quarterback for the New York Giants, Eli Manning, who has put up with so much crap over the last 6-plus years with the New York Giants, with them getting lousy coaches, lousy GMs, not knowing how to put a damn team together to save their lives. And he has just been, you know what I'm talking about. And he has just been the epitome of class and just putting up with it, not rocking the boat, just going out there each week, getting himself ready to be the best professional he can and not saying anything bad, watching his win-loss record go to the wayside. Going into the game this week, he was one game under 500, needing the win desperately just to get back to 500. The team pulled together for him. He had another amazing week, got back to 500. Probably his last home game at beloved Giants, MetLife Stadium, Giants Stadium. Afterwards, they were up 36-20. 1 minute 50 left in the game. The coach, the only right thing the coach has done in the 2 years he's been there, pulled him so he would get a standing ovation from the crowd, from his team, put in the backup, and he got a standing ovation for at least 30 seconds. Even the referees said, hold up, we got to stop. Even the other team acknowledged it. They stopped play, so he get a standing ovation. He acknowledged the crowd, went over, waved to everybody. It then took a seat. Then they continued the game. After the game was over, even the other team was looking for him. Members of the other team was looking for him to shake his hand. mm-hmm. saying thank you for the ears. And then every camera, every type, if you had a camera, it was following Eli into the locker room to watch him take that one last walk down the tunnel back to the locker room. And then his wife and his kids. Who is this? Somebody was just throwing snowballs at us. Was following him back. He gets his wife, gets his kids, and his family was there in the sky booth watching the game, and they met him down there, and he got the game ball. And thank you, Eli. And here he said he doesn't want to come back as a backup. He doesn't want to come back as a coach. So it makes me wonder. Because his brother, he had problems with, well, the owner, you know, Peyton Manning, is a Hall of Famer. And the owner of the Indianapolis Colts, who his brother played for, had problems with him, basically released him. And he had problems with him. So he went on to play the last 2 years of his career with the Denver Broncos. And he won his second Super Bowl with Denver. Because he felt like, I'm not done yet. You know, even though he's hurt, I'm not done yet. So I'm wondering, does Eli go play for another team? Or does he just stay classy and just say, I'm done? You know?
Mm-hmm. We'll
the organization,
see.
You know, that's, it's like, he's saying now, the organization never did me wrong. I feel like saying, yes, they did. Look how they treated you. The one coach, I call coach, his name is Coach McAdoo. I call him Coach McAdon't. Because you don't do anything this guy did as a head coach for 2 years. This coach blamed Eli for all their losses, no matter what happened. Coach, your defense let up 68 points. Yeah, but Eli threw one interception. Okay, so he threw one interception, and that's the excuse your defense let up 68 points? I had to go back and look at the film footage. I don't know what went wrong today. Your defense let up 68 points, and you don't know what went wrong today. And you could tell by the tone in the reporters' voices. They're like, are you kidding me? How about you need a new defense coordinator? And they're like, and then you tell, it's like, you're blaming Eli for this. And in the last straw was they were playing away. He benches Eli, who had a continuous game streak going. And you just benched him. And in doing so, they had their worst loss in years. And the GM who had family business to attend to, not the GM, the owner found, and goes, hold on, what happened? See, that's why I think the coach did it. He got away with it. He called Eli, I'm so sorry. I didn't know this happened, blah, blah, blah. He goes, yeah. And then he called the coach, goes, yeah, you're fired. He goes, let me put it like this. If you had pulled this at home, you wouldn't have made it to halftime. The fans would have stormed the field, and your carcass would be hanging on a cross burning right now.
Well,
he goes, I can't. And basically told him, like, I can't let you back in the state as the coach. So he had to fire him. He goes, I have to fire you. You can't come back into the stadium as coach. I have to fire you for your own safety. But, you know, even if they had won, like, five more games a year, that's 30 more wins in the win column for the guy. But anyway, Eli, I hope for the best, whatever you decide to do. God bless you, and thank you for the memories. Thank you for the. I knew once we got you as a quarterback, two Super Bowls were coming our way. At least two. You brought us those two. Thank you. I just wish things were better, and I wish you could have had the opportunity to bring us more. But things didn't work out that way.
Okay. Yeah. Now, let's get bringing
anyway.
Back to the comics because
we
talked
about
this since
Sorry
Rebirth.
About
that's all right.
Yes.
We talked about Rebirth a while back ago. And both of us have been waiting for something.
Okay.
Each one of us had our own little thing that we were waiting for.
Yes.
And it officially happened. Doomsday clock 12. The
it
last
came out
one.
Yeah, I didn't read it yet, but it's fine. You know, it's only been what, a year and a half, 2 years after. Let me put it like this. I went to the comic book store yesterday, right? And I was kidding around with the guy, and everybody in the store heard me, and they were laughing like, "You mean Doomsday Clock number 12 finally came out?" And he goes, "Yes, I can't believe." He goes, "Let me tell you." He goes like this. "When Doomsday Clock number 1 came out, I started dating this woman." He goes, "She finally became my girlfriend. Then she became my fiance. Then we got married." This is all in the meantime. Doomsday Clock did not hit number 12 until after all this happened. So I said, "Well, why didn't you get married sooner?" He goes, "Oh yeah, I didn't think of that. Silly me." You know, it's like all these things.
And,
like, comparing, like,
and now she's like, pregnant, and we're going to name him John.
Right. That's like, I was like, "Any kids?" No. He goes, no kids yet. Like, I was waiting for, like, I know, right? Then we had a kid, and now that kid's graduating high school, all while waiting for Doomsday Clock number 12 to occur.
Yep, but it finally came out. And
thank God.
You got
your
wish.
I don't know what happened. Yeah,
I'm just saying, you got your wish. I got my wish, sort of.
Oh, yeah. The JSA?
But it now leaves a new opening.
Wait, JSA?
Yay.
Yay! Oh.
With one twist.
What a twist.
One twist.
Yes.
All right. Now, during the Doomsday Clock. Doomsday Clock featured one member of the JSA.
Yes.
The elderly Johnny Thunder, the original Johnny Thunder.
Right. Okay.
Now, you remember seeing that?
Yes, that I think so. Hey, hold on, I gotta think back to when that happened. Wasn't that like issue 1?
Yep.
Wasn't that issue 2? Holy cow, hold on. Hey, I remember that far back. Back then, that's when you get it. Hold on. Back then, you get a quarter for a nickel.
Well, they did a little twist.
What a twist.
They brought, because they, the original Johnny Thunder is Thunderbolt.
What? I am. Holy shit. I'm all confused now. Who am I?
You'll see on that one. You know, like I said, there was a twist.
What a twist. Okay.
Me, it was the Legion. Me, it was the Legion. Now, yes, they come up with this new Legion.
Yeah, but the
Legion's
been out for a couple of months. The JSA doesn't have a comic book yet.
Now, here's the catch.
Yeah.
They brought back the original Superboy. Not Superboy Prime.
Right.
The Superboy that was attached to the Legion of Superheroes.
Oh, boy. Golly gee.
And which, according to them, there is a new Earth, Earth world.
Okay.
They're calling it Earth 85.
Okay.
Now, do you want to know why it's called 85?
Isn't something with 1985? The crisis.
Yes. Pre-crisis DC universe now exists.
Ooh.
Which brings up the question, all right, with this new Legion, are we going to see the Jeff Johns original Legion also come back?
Wow. That would be interesting.
They also are counting the Flashpoint. They are counting New 52. So that means we could have another Legion of Three Worlds.
Aye, aye, aye. I'm going to have to read all this tonight and tomorrow and go, I am confused.
Well, as you read near the end, you know, listen to what Dr. Manhattan predicts.
You mean read.
Says. predicts will be the opposite word.
Yes, yes. Aye, aye, aye. Aye, aye. I think I'm on issue 8. Wow.
But let's see. I will say you will not see the original Rorschach. That
no.
I can say. Because
unless they
went,
roll back. Well, yes, yes, we know what happened.
Okay,
speaking of which,
he went kaplooey.
Yeah, yes. Speaking of which, the Watchmen series on HBO came to an end this past Sunday. I don't know if it's season 1 or series finale. But that came to an end. I think people liked it. I'm reading here something here. I'm looking through previews for DC Comics. You ready for this one? This
mm-hmm.
is for February 2020. The Flash number 750. The Flash Age begins. Beginning the Flash Age. The story we've been building towards since issue number 50 comes to a head while a supercharged speed force wreaks havoc on Barry Allen's life. A new threat appears on the horizon in the form of the deadly Paradox. Destined to destroy the Flash's legacy, Paradox sends his herald, Godspeed, to trap the Flash family. Plus, in this special anniversary issue, Tales from Across the Generations of Super Speedsters by an all-star lineup of writers and artists. 80 pages, $7.99. Comes out February 26, 2020. And there's going to be like 7 variant covers.
Sorry, at the moment, it's just 7.
8 variant covers. See, they're adding as they go along. 8 variant covers. Also, one-shot Batman, Pennyworth, RIP, number 1, coming out February 12th. Not going to read that one. It's like a whole page description of that issue. Oh, something coming out also. DC's Villains Rise and Deceased Unkillables. So we're not. It's going to be a 3-part miniseries. So we're not done with the.
All right. Well, I do see we have gone through an hour of show. Let's get the updates out of the way. I'll make mine very quickly. Ship of Heroes. Thank you. Valiant Online.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait. I did see something really funny in here for the upcoming comic books in February.
Mm-hmm.
Aquaman number, what did I see? Aquaman 57. Ready? Aqua Baby is born.
Again?
I don't know. But wait a minute. So when I use the telepathy to hear.
I mean, we kind of remember the first time Aqua Baby was mentioned. He kind of went nuts after the death.
Well, all right. I don't. Okay. All right. I know. But
that's
I'm just
why I'm going
to
like, this was back in the 70s, so this ain't no spoiler.
Right, but you know, was there an Aqua Baby after that?
No.
Right, so they have to, you know, update everything. Everything's updated. Okay, anyway, I just have one. Heroes and Villains, number 367.
Oh, come on, Golden Child. Let's get a mistype.
Golden Girl, not Golden Child. That's Dark Knight. Golden Girl. There's a mistype from you. This week, we've been continuing to work on the best way to integrate combat into the narrative to break from the traditional arcade-style system where the only possible outcome for the player progressing was victory, as defeat always means they have to reload / restart and try again until victory is achieved. Because this type of system makes no difference to how a story progresses, it allows developers to pack their games with a constant stream of fights that offers nothing to the narrative and only offer a very shallow level of interactivity, as there's only one valid outcome that the game will accept. The player can try as many strategies and combinations as they like, but they only ever lead to the same point, a predetermined victory. This isn't much of a problem in a game focused on combat and a linear story experience, but for any game claiming to offer an interactive narrative experience as well as combat, it's a fundamental flaw that undermines the ability to integrate the combat into the narrative in a way that lets it actually affect the direction that the story takes. Have a heroic villainous weekend, the Heroes and Villains team.
Okay.
There you go.
It sounded at first like they're going for the Fable act action, as in everything you do, make sure it does not go to the same ending. You know, on the Fable series, you choose your way, and it's not just hero or villain, but
right.
You know, that's what I was wondering if that's what they're trying to do.
I don't know. You have to wait till it comes out till we see something. Anyway.
Q Rain.
Yeah.
And when is that? It's like, no, don't get us wrong here. It's just like I said, we have quite a few people going, we've been waiting for this game for how long? but all right, but, so that made it everything easy on that one. The updates are over.
Yes.
I mentioned I proudly stand justified on my feeling of the Dark Knight Returns Frank Miller series.
Yes.
With Doomsday Clock, all right. The non-spoiler Star Wars.
Quite right.
Okay, you said you had a couple of stories?
Yeah, I did realize there's two of them we did last week. So I'm going to hit Watchmen first.
All right.
If you don't mind.
Okay.
First off, Regina King talks Watchmen finale and a possible season 2. Okay, there are possible spoilers ahead for the season finale, so I don't know if I should read this. I just realized that.
And then don't. Remember, you put up the spoiler-free claim.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to find it. Was okay. How about this one then? Let me see. Okay. How about Damon Lindelof reveals why Watchmen cut its season short? HBO's Watchmen series managed to finish its story in only 9 episodes, but originally it was planned to have one more. The showrunner of the series recently had a chance to speak with Collider about why he decided to cut an episode from the season. The original plan was to do 10, and then I think around the time that we had written the scripts for 4 and 5 and understanding what episode 6 was going to be, and 6 needed to happen exactly when it happened in the season, in our opinion, that we felt like once 6 ended that we were closer to the ending than we were to the beginning. Well, yeah. During the 6th episode, Angela Abar, played by Regina King, experienced the memories of her grandfather, Will Reeves. That was also the episode that dealt with Hooded Justice's origin. 6 didn't feel like a midpoint, continued Lindelof. It felt like we now know everything that we need to know to move into the endgame. And every way that we looked at it, it felt like if we were going to do 7, 8, 9, and 10, one of those episodes was going to be filler. And I was like, we're just not doing the filler episode. We know exactly what we need to do in our end game. It's time to start doing it, and I don't want to stall. Lindelof also noted that an odd 9-episode count was a better fit for the show. He went on to talk about one of the big things that was cut for the season. An interesting backstory for Hung Chao's Lady True. If there are any regrets, it's that we didn't get to dimensionalize Lady True as much as we did in the writer's room on the screen. Especially given, in my opinion, the magnitude of Hong's performance. I just thought she was fantastic. It was one of those things where we got into the end game of the season and it felt like we were moving back too much between episodes 7 and 8. We talked about Lady True's childhood, how she became who she was, but a lot of her backstory got shorthanded between what Bian is saying to Angela and Lady True is saying to Angela in episode 7. Okay. And that's it.
Oh, I got one. And this is real life news. Real life news.
Okay.
Here we
okay.
go.
Okay. And then I have something from, something from Kevin. Okay. And then I have something from Kevin Feige. Go ahead.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay. Yes.
According to the BBC News, the United States. Now, if you ever thought that Donald Trump did not think outside the box. Wait till you hear this one.
Oh.
According to the BBC News, United States Department of Agriculture accidentally listed the fictional kingdom of Wakanda as a free trade partner on an online resource.
I heard about this, and I thought I was imagining it. I'm like, are they for real? Go ahead.
It's real. The department's online tariff tracker listed Wakanda as among its free trade partners, even listing the type of goods commonly traded. Ducks, donkeys, and dairy cows were among those listed. The listing was first noted by Francis Singh, a software...
Not vibranium?
No. the listing was first noted by Francis Singh, a software engineer looking on the website for a fellowship application, and he posted it on his Twitter. A spokesperson for the USDA said the fictional Marvel country was added to the list by accident during a staff test. The Wakanda information should have been removed after testing and now been taken down, according to Mick Ellenberg, spokesperson for the USDA. That would be the first time Marvel Comics history crossed into the real world, because on April 1st, 2016, the Canadian government released the official military service records of James Howlett, a.k.a.
Wolverine. That's funny. That's I can see Trump. We have to get this Wolverine. We have to get him. He's a threat to national security. I want him taken down. But be careful. He can regenerate. So cut his head off at all costs.
Mm-hmm. And the record for Wolverine said he fought in both World War One and World War Two, the same regiment, suffering grievous wounds in both wars.
We could take him. He's old, and he suffered grievous wounds in both world wars. So I don't think it should be that hard to take down. Sir? No. We could take him. He's listed as living in Westchester County. He's listed as living at Westchester County at some school. Who's going to protect him? A bunch of kids? Sir, you don't understand.
Yes, it was real. It was real about Wakanda, a free trade
that was
country.
Oh, good Lord. That's fun. When I saw that, I'm like, huh? I'm like, come on. I got me. You know what happened? I saw that, and then I fell asleep like a couple minutes later. I thought I was dreaming that. Oh, my God. That's funny. That's hilarious.
Well, that kind of puts a kink in the racist comments if he's really willing to trade with Wakanda.
Yeah, really. Well, I've got more Marvel news. I have more Marvel news.
Okay.
From Kevin Feige. Kevin Feige is already planning Marvel Studios' next big event film. Thanos clearly left a titan-sized hole in the MCU after he was dusted at the end of Avengers Endgame. Sorry if it's a spoiler. The movie's only been out for, I don't know, months. And the Avengers, as we've known them, no longer exist. Another spoiler. Sorry, they've been around for months also. But There are plenty of villains lining up across the universe, or should we say multiverse, to test the mettle of Earth's remaining heroes. During his appearance at CCXP in Brazil earlier this month, damn it, I missed it, via Heroic Hollywood, Kevin Feige seemed to confirm that Marvel Studios' top brass have already decided which heroes will team up in an upcoming film. The MCU is all interconnected, but we really focus on one movie at a time, said Feige. We're going to make the best Black Widow movie we can possibly make, the best Eternals movie we can make, the best Shang-Chi, the best Doctor Strange, Thor, Captain Marvel, Black Panther, ... and keep evolving their stories. Then yes, it is always fun to see them come together in a master plan, which is, I promise you, well underway. It's unclear if Marvel will produce more movies under the Avengers banner, or if the next big team-up film will have a different title. The studio obviously has plenty of large-scale villains to choose from, including Galactus. Unfortunately, we won't learn who they have in mind until Phase 4 kicks off this summer with Black Widow.
Now, I've been having a theory on this one. Now, recently, what Marvel has also done has shut down Marvel TV.
Yes.
So the TV series of Marvel is done. That means
Runaways on Hulu, which I still have to watch. Season 3 came out. I didn't realize came out already. And that's the final season of Runaways.
Right.
I still have to watch the last season of Punisher and Jessica Jones. And then that's the end of them making TV series on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Now that
then
means
everything else is going to be focused on Disney Plus, but it's all being combined under Marvel Studios. In other words, they're not going to be a separate entity. It's all going to be one big studio now.
Mm-hmm. Now that means a name just got freed. Now, I want to point out.
I'll give you a hint.
All right, here we go. Doctor Strange is one of the original members.
The Defenders?
Yeah. If you're going to do it, let's do it right. The Hulk is free. You got now Doctor Strange. And with able to get the Fantastic Four, that means they got to bring in the Silver Surfer. That's three, and they got the mutants. That means that's Namor. That's four. All four original Defenders are able to be done.
Cool,
and
cool, cool.
Considering the fact there are other Defenders ready in the wings, case in point, Valkyrie, former Defender, Ghost Rider,
Beast,
Beast
and Iceman?
And Angel.
Oh, was it Angel or Iceman?
Both. Both, actually.
Both, okay. There you go.
So, I'm going to say the Defenders. That's my prediction.
Or, you could have, since they're both available now, to Marvel, you could have a X-Men Fantastic Four team up.
Well, actually, they're going to be doing that in the comics here. The X-Men and the Fantastic
Four. That's where I got the idea from, that they're going to do a team up. But since everybody's been craving, you know, everybody says that, you know, they weren't happy with the way. I still haven't seen the Dark Phoenix movie. You know, I heard how disappointing it was. And, you know, God knows they haven't done a proper Fantastic Four movie ever.
Well, they got the family feel in the second series with Jessica Alba. They got the family feel.
But the second movie
There is a first one before them. The director of nothing.
No. What I mean is the first Jessica album movie was okay. The second one with Silver Surfer was bleh.
Yeah, what the hell
is
that?
I could have done with that. Yeah, that's what I meant. Like, the first Jessica album movie was good. The second one, and by good I mean I enjoyed it. I saw the movies. Okay.
It's
the
a guilty
one,
pleasure.
Yeah, that, yes. The second one with Silver Surfer, no. No. No, 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 no.
Galactus is not a big gas cloud. No.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. No, 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 no. You know, when I say that, no. You remember the Batman Lego movie? And he's going, no, no, no. He's doing those flips all over the stairs. No,
let's
no,
not, let's
no,
not
no.
even talk about Crash Test Doom Me.
You had to bring that up. No, 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 no. No. The only Fantastic Four movie you can mention is the first one with Jessica Alba and Michael Chiklis and Chris Evans.
Mm-hmm.
And just think, because of their failure, he goes on to be Captain America.
Now, what would be a nice little twist if they do a Fantastic Four is to bring in Chris Evans' Cap just for a moment. You know, whether, kind of a mishap of what happened with the Time Stone. And he's going like,
oh, yeah. Hey, what are you doing here? I don't know.
And I was like, Human Torch. Good name. Give a nod to it.
Well, especially if they do Defender. Wasn't he a Defender?
No, Human Torch was an Invader.
Oh, okay, he's an Invader, okay.
And that's Jim Hammond.
Oh,
and
that's right.
We both poofed.
Because
I just came back on the game.
No poofing allowed on tonight.
We had a double poof.
No. Sounds like a pastry. We're now serving double poof for the holiday spectacular. And did you notice my Christmas wear? My Christmas outfit?
Yeah, I saw it.
I'm wearing a Santa hat, a Santa beard, and my sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the way back.
All right, well, I know we got 12 minutes left.
Yes, we're good.
So let's make it official now. Are we going to have a show
next week
after Christmas?
I have no problem with doing a show next week if you want to do a show. If the fans want us to do a show, we can do a show.
Because I know in the past you've taken that week break. That's why I wanted to ask.
You know what? But usually we have a few days between. We can do a show next week. It's fine.
All right. So that will be the official end of the year show then?
Yes. We can recap whatever stories we want to discuss. If anybody wants to discuss next week, if anybody wants to discuss any movies that have just come out recently, want to discuss anything that I don't want to talk about tonight, briefly, anything.
Yes. Next week, the spoilers are on.
Yes. Warning, spoilers are on. Warning. So I don't see many people here tonight, so.
Well, that's what I was wondering, because, I mean, I figured everyone's getting ready for the holidays, doing power shopping.
So if we're here tonight, damn it. It was like, oh my god, he's flipping out. So we could be here. You could have been here. That's strike two, Paragon.
And you still have time to make a donation.
Yes, but I can't get into anything. Yes.
Or extralife.org.
Yes, extralife.org. Now, if I could get in back into City of Ear, if something would respond, I could get back into stuff and do things, but I can't get into anything. Hold on.
Well, let's just do a quick check. You're still at 280.
Okay. Still at 280. Okay. All right. Here I am. I'm back on the steps. I see you. Okay. There I am. Thank you for checking.
Mm-hmm. All right, and so let's see. We did that, we did that, we did that. Added this, some of that. One more check. Well, all right, hold on. Let's see if Newsarama can give us a little something here. Let's see. All right, I got one for you. We haven't done a top 10 in a while. You there? Hello? Pogo. Paging Pogo. Hold on, guys. I'm bitten pieces.
Hello?
You're there.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Hello?
Okay, because I'm reading a story, and you're, like, talking over me. Like, I'm in the middle of reading a story.
Oh.
All right, let me try this again. Really short story. Disney's Star Tours rides add the Rise of Skywalker locations. Okay, I'm not going to read the whole thing because they do say there's spoilers ahead. But Star Wars fans headed to Disneyland or other Disney theme parks in the near future might want to stop by the Star Tours ride. That's because Disney recently updated Star Tours with new locations based on Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. Disney Park blog page recently provided details on the new planets featured in Star Tours. And there's a video for that, which I'll post later. Tom Fitzgerald, the portfolio creative executive for Disneyland Paris, provides an idea of what fans can expect to see. Star Tours will be based exclusively around these the Rise of Skywalker locations for the next few months. The new planets include that planet and this planet from the movie. And the Rise of Skywalker theme Star Tours will also feature that guy as that character. See how I'm avoiding spoilers? A visit to Disney's Hollywood Studios managed to get a glimpse of the role that person played in action during the video below. And the clip also indicates that Star Tours will feature that other planet, another key location in the Rise of Skywalker. Whether they will actually become permanent parts of Star Tours is unknown. And obviously, Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker is in theaters now. Okay.
All right.
I think I did a good job keeping spoilers out of that article.
There you go. All right. Well, here's something where I don't have to worry about spoilers. Considering my correct prediction of The Dark Knight, The Golden Child, with the situation, they found I had a top 10. Top 10 superheroes to hold political office. So are you ready to make a judgment?
Okay. Ready to judge.
Here we go. Number 10, Mayor Flash. This is Eric.
Okay.
The final days of the pre-New 52.
Yes.
Okay, we'll count that good. All right. Next one.
All right.
Mayor Green Arrow.
Yes, that was a good one, right? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Oliver.
Okay.
Wasn't Oliver Queen the mayor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next one, Mayor Mitchell 100 This is from Ex Machina.
I don't know that one, so I can't tell you.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Next, Congresswoman Batgirl.
Well, I believe she becomes a congressman.
Yeah.
Doesn't she become a congressman? Okay.
Yes,
that's
she does,
one.
Yeah. Secretary of Defense Iron Man, Civil War.
Yes.
President Thor, Ultimate Universe.
I don't read that one, so I could not tell you. Something tells me I don't want to.
For some, considering it's the Ultimates. You remember how General Grant was known to be a drunk? I think
okay.
This one will top it. I think this one would top him.
Oh, true. Yes. Yes. True. True.
All right. President Nighthawk, Squadron Supreme.
Oh. Okay.
All right. President Wonder Woman. Didn't separate a copy of that. I love to go to an imaginary story dating back in 1943. Wonder Woman, Steve Trevor was elected president. I've realized that Trevor's election was fraudulent. Wonder Woman takes his place as president of the United States.
Wow.
So
from 1943?
1943
to now?
And
wow,
until that one amendment kind of killed it.
Wow, I guess they put that amendment in there to make sure she can't, you know, get out of office. Holy shit. So much for that.
President Superman. This was in, let's see, happened in Armageddon 2001. One of the, possibilities.
I guess so.
President Captain America, What If Story.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, that was the last one. Yeah, Captain America, What If Story. Oh, also Marvel Zombie, Colonel America.
Okay. Oh, okay, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, and we have 90 seconds left.
There you go.
So, go on.
And we're losing connection to the server again.
What?
All right.
Now we lose connection
to
the server.
I don't know, but if they're going to be buggy, I say early
I'm
night.
I'm still here. I'm still here, so I'm still in the server. We have 60 seconds left. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. If anybody's tuning in tonight, I'd like to thank Mad Viking for co-hosting as usual. Everybody have a Merry Christmas, unless you had a Happy Hanukkah or Happy Hanukkah. Happy Holidays. How about that? Go see The Rise of Skywalker. He was awesome. Read those comic books. Go see those. Go watch those superhero TV shows, superhero movies, etc., etc. Be super to each other. Be good to each other. It's the holidays. Be celebrant, but be safe and be good to each other. It's not just one day a year or eight nights a year or whatever it is. Anything you'd like to add, sir?
Say goodnight, Gracie. And
good night, Gracie.
Also...
oh, yeah. With 10 seconds left, one more thing. May the Force be with you all.
Thank you.
That's right. I wasn't going to forget that. Can I add it in? I will close out with the Star Wars theme.
And we leave our heroes making sure
yes.
It was a spoiler-free show.
That's right. Any spoilers? Any spoilers? Until next week. And the milk didn't spoil either.
Yes, so yeah, I say early night and give the warning now. Next show, where the spoilers are up.
That's right. That's right. For you people listening Monday night, we're giving spoilers Friday night. I'm talking to you over there in the corner. That's right. I'm talking to you over there. And you. And you. I'm keeping my eye on you, too, over there, pal. You, hiding behind Mad Viking. You, the one over there by Mad Viking. I'm talking to you especially. That's right. And above all, have a Merry Christmas, everybody. We will see you Friday night for the rise of the spoilers. All right, enough. I don't need theme music for everything I do. Although it's kind of cool.
All right, well, and then I guess there's the only thing left to say, to quote Tiny Tim, God bless us, everyone.
Or we can just play this to close out the show. Everybody dance. Snoopy dance. Stormtrooper, Snoopy dance now. Sith, Snoopy dance. Jedi, Snoopy dance. I don't. Snoopy dance Emperor now. Damn you. All right, are we good?
Yep. Say goodnight, Gracie.
All right. Now for that, everybody, have a Merry Christmas. The happy Hanukkah. I don't even remember when Hanukkah was. I guess happy Kwanzaa if you celebrate Kwanzaa. If anybody knows what Kwanzaa was, God bless you. And we will see you back here Friday night for our post-Christmas celebration show with some spoilers. I don't think we're going to overdo it on spoilers, but there will be enough of them. And we will see you all then. Have a good one, everybody. I hope you get your Christmas shopping done and gifts wrapped and et cetera. And be safe. Be merry. Have a good one. Don't overindulge. Especially if you're going to drive, don't drink and drive. If you have to drive, look out for people on the road. There's a lot of crazy people out there. Trust me, I could vouch for that one. All right, sir, we're out of here. Have a good night, everybody. See you next time. Goodbye. And again, may the force be with you.